Almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D. Now, push your earbuds in a little deeper. Here's Nate.
Hi there.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy Christmas, bitches.
Yeah, boy.
Tis the
season. No, screw that. Happy birthday, Ted.
Oh, thank you.
And
oh,
happy
belated birthday. Yeah. Wait, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Happy future birthday, Ted.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy. Ooh.
Happy something to me. I don't know.
Happy future birthday.
Well, it depends
vegan
on when people download the show.
Oh, that's true. I assume they listen to it multiple times throughout the week, so it could be my birthday when
ooh,
I listen to it.
Yeah.
It could be. People listen anytime they like, because that's how we roll.
Yes.
In America, or wherever you're listening. Because I like our international listeners.
Nicaragua.
We do have new English listeners.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
International.
Are you in trouble with your relatives for your profane?
No, okay, not good. At all. They're used to it.
Oh, that's right. Their grandchild says, for fuck's sake, so I guess.
She does.
Anything that comes out of your mouth.
It's the Christmas episode.
Yay.
It's a little different than last year because last year I actually had a special open for last year's Christmas show, and Larry is kind of a Christmas whore. And
oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm such a Christmas whore. I came home on Christmas Day in a stocking. When I
just
was
a
born.
Stocking?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, and as a baby.
Oh, okay.
Aww.
Aww.
Sounds kind of cute.
By the way, I would like to
adorable.
I want to congratulate Larry and his boyfriend Adam, because on Facebook they have officially become as sickening as any heterosexual couple I've
yeah.
ever known.
Oh, they're with
their cute pictures and their little traditions, and
they're adorable.
Wait, does it say they're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
They made it Facebook official last month, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And now they're just
disgusting.
All they need to do is start posting like Hawaii vacation pictures, which all of my friends are on vacation Hawaii right now.
You know,
not together, just like everyone's somewhere tropical and warm, and I hate them all.
Yeah, it's almost it's not quite as bad. The next step would be if they start posting "miss you" on the other one's wall, like in the middle of the day.
Oh.
So it's just you see posted on the other one's wall. But congratulations!
I think Ted and vegan girlfriend do that because they're cute.
Yeah, well, like I said,
they're adorable.
Perfect equality in annoying couples.
Oh, jealousy.
A little bit,
maybe. Oh, okay.
I'll fess up.
Oh,
I'll fess up.
That.
I'm single. Fess up to it.
Valentine's Day is coming.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Again.
Great.
Way to salt those
wounds. No, I'm saying like that's like the season for love.
Yeah, but you've got 6 weeks. Go.
I bought my kids Valentine's Day outfit for today at the store. Is that?
Oh,
that's
rushing things too
a little
much.
It's a little
Valentine's
early.
It was cute. Well, there was like a dress with hearts. I thought that'll be good for Valentine's Day.
Well, there you go.
I bought it. It's on sale. Merry Christmas!
I know,
holiday creep.
Here.
Holiday creep. Our 4th of July show will be up in early March.
Yeah, we do that
song. At least it's this. At least it's this version. Because there's a version that they play on the radio by the cast of Glee.
Oh yeah.
And it makes me want to. It makes me stabby. It's so bad.
You know, anything by the cast of Glee makes me feel that way.
Didn't you used to watch Glee, Christiana?
I did, but it jumped the shark so hard that I got seasick and had to stop.
Wow, nice.
Hey.
And then I canceled the beginning of the third season. I canceled the season pass. So.
Oh, wow. You bailed hardcore on that
I
one.
I did. It's dead to me.
Yeah. This was Wham from back before anyone knew George Michael was gay. Well, not anybody, but
save me from
probably,
well, I'm sure he probably had an inkling.
This is such a petulant, whiny ass song.
Yeah.
Is this a Christmas song? I'm sorry,
yeah.
I don't even know what song this is.
It's Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh,
it's the Christmas show, Ted. Of course we're going to play stuff like that.
It's like the passive-aggressive Merry Christmas song.
I see.
Kind of.
Which is better than the date rape Christmas song.
Which one's that?
It's cold
Baby,
outside?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh.
The girl's like really trying to leave and saying no, and the guy's like, come on, here, just drink up. It's
come
fine.
Come on, baby, have another drink. It'll be fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I don't like wearing a condom because it decreases my sensibilities. I don't know. I don't speak clearly because I'm drunk too. All right.
Ho,
so
ho, ho.
We'll throw some Christmas music in throughout the show. We've got this sort of worked out well. We've got something I'm calling Canada Corner.
Ooh.
Which, if I find a couple of Canada stories that matter, we'll do Canada Corner every now and then. So I figure...
Define matter.
Great White North, I find interesting.
Ah.
Or amusing. That's the way we go. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the war on Christmas, taking Santa's pipe away, and Jesus being ejected. That's right. Somebody
no.
tossed Jesus
You're
out.
You're out of here.
Somebody tossed Jesus out. And spoiler alert, it was in the UK.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. I should go attack my cat. Excuse me.
We'll tell you.
The show just got really dramatic.
I know. Hef is now attacking. He wants to play. He's all full of energy. And
Christmas cheer.
Yeah, it is
Egg
what
nog.
It is. Cat nog.
Nog.
Cat nog. So just want to remind you, here's the best part about this. Because at Christmas time, or Hanukkah time, whatever.
It's okay.
Kwanzaa time.
It's over.
Whatever, it's over. We don't have to pretend it.
Whatever thing you do. So you're going to get gifts that don't measure up to what you want. You wanted something for Christmas, and you didn't get it.
Ugh.
But now what you do...
Love. Home.
Now is the time. Yes, yes, love. I asked Santa for love for Christmas. And I got none.
You don't want him up your chimney like that.
No.
So.
Oh, God.
Not that kind of love.
Oh.
Not that
it's
kind
okay
of love
to love your
it's okay
Saint
to
Nick. Just don't love your Saint Nick.
Fair.
He's got a schedule.
Wow, you sort of paraphrased a Janine Garofalo movie there. Congratulations. want to remind you, we have our New Year's show coming up. So if you'd like to call in with your New Year's prediction or wish, go ahead and do that at 818-861-6283. And we may play back a couple of those for you. So let's start out. And the other thing is, if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, get it for yourself and do it on Amazon, because it's the best way to find what you want, not have to deal with everybody returning their crappy gifts that they didn't like. Just go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Amazon tab, you support the show, you get what you want, and it's delivered right to your door.
Can I ask a question of you guys? Do you guys have Amazon wish gift lists?
I've done that before, yeah.
I have one, but I started a long time ago. I can't remember why,
oh.
And I don't remember it's there. So the stuff, I'm not sure I still wish for anything on the wish list anymore.
Right.
Like my parents like insist that I do a wish list so they can, and it's probably a good thing that I get what I want, but there's fewer surprises.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, here's the way to get around that, and this is how I always attacked Christmas when I was doing stuff. You make a list that's incredibly long that will never ever be able to be filled, and then the surprise becomes, what did they pick?
Well, that's true.
That's the other way to attack it.
I don't think I want that many things.
I remember when I was young, my mom would give me, like, probably to occupy me for some weekend afternoon, she'd give me, like, the Penny's catalog and say, make a list of, like, what you want. So I'd make a list, and then sort of in grand kid tradition, it would be,
everything.
You know, 20 pages long. And then I'd go through and I'd try to prioritize. So it'd be like, the underlined stuff in red with the two stars, and then the other stuff. And by the time I got done, everything kind of had like an extra star underline or, you know.
Complicated.
Yeah.
Well, Sears used to call their catalog. They would put the catalog out. It was called the Wish Book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that was Sears catalog.
Yeah, the kids won't remember that
it
one
It was
either.
Like Amazon hard copy.
Yeah.
Because you could flip through it.
Like, I want that.
Download Amazon and print it up. Read it at home.
Yeah, you can print Amazon if you like. I don't know why you'd want
print
to, but
all of Amazon.
You can see what's available.
Print
yellow pages.
All.
It'd be a lot of stuff.
I'm out of toner. I should have ordered some on Amazon. Do they have that?
I didn't get to print out the page with the toner on it. I only got through the P's.
What can't you get on Amazon? Can you get porn on?
People.
You can get sex. Oh, you can't get love on Amazon.
No, you cannot buy love. I think you can buy love dolls, but
you
can
buy happiness, probably.
Depending on how you define it, yeah. The other night, I decided it was time for me to see the Born, whatever the newborn movie
legacy?
Is called.
Identity?
The Born Legacy.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it is a legacy.
Wow.
The newborn movie. And I went to Amazon. I purchased the streaming version and then watched it on my PS3.
Ooh.
Wow.
Right through the site. Went to NateDarlingShow.com, clicked the Amazon tab, bought it there, and then it showed up in my queue on my PS3.
And you made money in the process.
Technology's amazing.
Wait,
and this was the other thing. I could have gotten it on Comcast on demand, but it was $5.99, so $6. On Amazon, it was $4.99, so it was a buck less.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Plus whatever cut you get from Amazon.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
well,
if
you
I
are paying the Comcast, like, overhead anyway.
Yeah.
So
there is that,
too. They
should
give you more for free.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Comcast. Jerks.
Comcastic.
Team Sure West. Although they have terrible on-demand offers.
Yeah, it's not good.
But the quality and the customer service is really good.
I don't believe they're offered here in the lovely Midtown area.
No. Yeah.
We're a little bit more restricted. So let's start out with this question. How was Christmas shopping for you this year, Christiana? How did that go?
Mine was great, actually. I got most of it done. We really tried. And I mean, we'll see what happens when the grandparents arrive. But we really tried to keep it small this year and to do things, not maybe buy so much stuff. So I had my Christmas shopping done of, like, objects to be wrapped under the tree pretty early. I finished some of it. Let me adjust for the date. I finished some of it at the beginning of the week before Christmas, the last few items I needed to get, which basically I know they were gifts from my sister, who will never download this and listen to it, even though she's a lovely person, because she won't get around to it. She wanted, like, some specific home items, and I couldn't find them, so I got her, like, the wrong color of stuff, just so she doesn't open. And she really enjoys taking things back and shopping anyway.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Well, like, you know, so it works.
It's like a gift card, only it's
yeah,
an
but
object.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I can kinda
it's better than an envelope, so.
Yeah. When I worked at TJ Maxx during that impressive run of my life, there were women that were in buying and returning stuff multiple times a week. It was like a weird addiction for them.
Oh. I'm not gonna throw any stones. I have that relationship with Target every so often.
There was this one woman who had I don't know what she had happened, but she had a neck halo. So, like, she had the screws going into the skull in the system that went down halo.
Yeah.
You know, that kind.
Ouch.
She has to turn her shoulders to look.
Ugh.
She was in the store like three times a week buying and returning stuff.
Clothing items or just
oh yeah every, everything
oh.
every
that's just awkward
yeah a
that's
bunch
so
of different weird. Stuff I mean
keep
yeah
busy.
Stretching out the turtlenecks, it was a bitch.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Horrible.
Shopping was good. I shopped more local this year. I got, like, art from people and
mm-hmm.
oh, good job.
It was nice.
Ted, how was your holiday shopping this year? Because I'm going to be inclusive with your Hanukkah stuff.
Well, I did have to shop for Hanukkah and my parents' birthday and my sister's birthday and my parents' anniversary and my brother-in-law's birthday and Becca's birthday.
Dang.
December is kind of a bear. But, you know, I admit it. I did a lot of shopping online because I hate going to the store more than anything in the world. I got my parents tickets to see this cool Chinese dance performance in San Francisco, but a lot of online shopping. So it was easy in that regard.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, mine was pretty simple. I mean, I was just buying for my mom and dad. So my dad, I already talked about buying it on Amazon and having it arrive gift wrapped. My mom, I actually got her something here, and I went to the post office and mailed it, which was interesting.
Retro. Wow.
Yeah, I know, mailing it at the post office. And I went in and I'd already gotten the medium-sized pack as much shit into it
oh,
as you can
yeah,
box.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good service.
And
flat rate shipping.
So I go into the post office and the guy is, I mean, I look, there's a line for the machine and everybody who works the machine is slow because they don't know what they're doing. And I look over and there's about five people in line to, like, mail stuff and they've got like three windows open. I'm like, I'm going to go stand in line there.
Oh, no.
But that line never moves.
Which post office did you go to?
I went to the one on Alhambra.
Oh, you see, you know what you got to do right now? There's that one. They just moved the one that was downtown to the mall, and I think people don't know that it moved.
No, I didn't know that.
So, the mall. And they have a special, like, bonus. It's called Santa Station.
Oh, well, it's too late now.
Santa special. And probably for anyone who's listening to this.
Yeah, it's good
Christmas,
to, it's good to know.
Probably done. But.
Well, you can mail stuff other times of the year, too.
Really?
I mean, my birthday's in February. If you want to mail me a gift, I mean, that's coming up.
When's your birthday?
The 19th of February.
Oh, nice.
He made a gift wish list on Amazon. Maybe he would send you stuff.
So,
pushing Amazon.
So anyway, I'm in line, and this dude pulls me out of line and goes, I can help you over at the machine. And I'm like, and by the time I realize what he's saying, I'm like, oh, hell. Because the last time this happened to me at a post office, the guy, it was the main office on Royal Oaks, and this means a lot for people who don't live in Sacramento.
That's a terrible place. Nobody leaves that place.
He brings me back out. He goes, oh, we'll use the machine. And I'm like, all right. And I start to use the machine. And I don't know, it was moving slower than the slowest dial-up connection ever. It was 20 minutes to go through to get it to print postage. Meanwhile, I would have been out of there in 10 if he would have just let me stand in line.
Yeah. Oh.
So I kind of had a bad taste in my mouth. But this guy, he was Chinese. He spoke very quickly and with an accent. And his fingers were lightning fast on that thing. He's like, tu-tu-tu-tu-tu. And he even, as a matter of customer service, took my credit card from me to swipe it in the machine. He didn't go, oh, swipe your card. He goes, give me your card. I'm like, okay. Oh. He wasn't gonna make a break with my debit card. So.
No, of course not.
Because I was between him and the door. I would have tackled him.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I didn't get him, the guy with no legs in the wheelchair with the coffee can asking for money out front would have done it.
Are you sure?
Just for the reward.
Okay.
I mean, of course he would have. Yeah, he's a hero.
I guess that's true. I don't know.
I think that's what his sign said. I didn't really look that closely.
Oh.
And before you judge me, I didn't have any money, so I couldn't give him any.
But he had a credit card, but
yeah, I could. Yeah.
Did you pay credit?
Oddly, that you know what? Honestly, I have had this idea. I called it the hobo speed pass, because when you walk around Midtown, you will get a lot of homeless people who will ask you for money. And I think rather than having to stop and explain no, or stop and pull your wallet out and go, okay, here you go, that you should be able to sign up for a service that. You put the speed pass on when you walk through. It's on your arm. Mm. And every time you pass somebody who wants to ask for money, it beeps. And 25 cents goes to the local homeless shelter.
Ooh.
For everyone.
Oh, okay. Not to the person, but to a cause to help them.
Something to help
okay,
them,
I
yeah.
Understand.
As opposed to, because, you know, they're just going to buy booze.
I don't know.
Okay, weed.
I don't know. Okay.
Meth.
I hear what you're saying.
Something. So, yeah, that was just my ideas. The hobo
no
speed pass.
No more Twinkies.
No.
Too
yeah,
soon.
I'm sorry, guys.
How dare you?
Fast track is what it's called for the bridges. So, talking about last
call
week's
back
show.
Last week's show. Yeah.
Well, and Speed Pass I think is New York. I think that was the New York thing. So, that was the whole thing with
it's
my
speed in brackets. We mean meth pass.
Meth pass. So let's talk a little bit about holiday traditions. Ted, are your traditions around your family more just traditional Jewish sort of?
You know, honestly, it's just more we get together for everyone's birthday for dinner and generally in the San Francisco area, which means I get to make several trips out to SF for things. And Hanukkah, we don't get together for Hanukkah because it's a minor Jewish holiday. I hate to break it to everyone. It's not that big a deal.
What do you do for Yom Kippur?
Oh, that's a big deal.
Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah. Oh, were you asking general holiday questions? I'm sorry.
I specifically meant the holidays around December. But.
Yeah, yeah. So let's say.
But now we need you to make something up. To
oh, but for Passover and spring.
I was just wondering.
Oh, that's cool. No, yeah. Jews, you know, for Passover, we do get that. Passover is probably the biggest family holiday for my family. We get together and have the Passover Seder, which is the big meal and service, and it's a lot of fun. But that's not for a while now. So
In the spring, right? That's when you get together and celebrate killing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's
something
right.
Something like that.
Right. Okay. That's exactly right. Merry Christmas, everyone. That's my gift to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Look, you just completed the circle, because if the Jews hadn't killed Jesus, then we wouldn't have this whole Savior thing.
I think the Romans did it. I'm still kind of thinking that's their responsibility.
Ah.
I know.
Semantics.
I blame Jeff. Oh, that was last week, too. I need
fucking
to stop.
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff is
he's responsible for everything.
Blame a unicorn. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, for me, Christmas traditions, when I was a kid especially, my mom would go all out for Christmas. That was the big holiday. Birthdays weren't really that big a deal all year, so there would be, like, the savings. There was always the Christmas club, and you were encouraged to save money for the Christmas club to buy Christmas gifts. And my mom would put aside money the whole year, and Christmas was a big, big deal. It was like the tree was up and decorated, and my mom was very meticulous about how she decorated everything. It's like the lights go on first, and then the garland goes on, and then the ornaments go on, and in sort of a specific order. And then the icicles are the last thing to go on. So she was very, and it looked fantastic. It looked great. As I look back later on in life, I realized my mom was really just anal retentive about that sort of thing.
That's not magic.
But at the time, you know, it seems like, oh, she's just, one person's really, really careful about stuff is another person's anal retentive.
It's true.
So that was that. And, you know, I grew up on a farm, so you know how you get up in the morning, and maybe not you, Ted, but you get up in the morning and you want to start opening Christmas gifts like right away
first thing
in the morning.
First you got to milk the cows. Oh,
I'd love to open Christmas gifts if Santa never came to my house.
Right.
Oh. Anyway, thanks for solving those wounds.
So,
sorry. Just kidding.
No, it was... I had to wait. I'm talking about when I was a really little kid. I had to wait until my dad finished doing morning chores, and then it was
killer.
And then it wasn't just wait for that. You had to wait for him to take a shower and eat breakfast.
What?
Which, when you're a little kid, is forever.
Oh my God, in reality,
it's like a half hour, 40 minutes. But
it's long.
For a little kid, that is like an eon of time.
I get that. We had to wait for my grandparents to get there in the morning. And so I was always like, but I'm awake.
Why can't they spend the night? I don't know.
They did sometimes.
But do you have the only grandparents in the world who didn't get up early?
They still had to drive from far away. So they may have gotten up early, but it's going to be a long, slow trip.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's...
And again, I mean, this is little kid time. So I think they got there at like 8, you know, instead of 7:15 when I needed them to be there.
Well, and one of the things that my parents would do is, like, when I was young, like, when I was like 8 years old or so, 7 or 8 years old. When I still believed in Santa. Sorry, kids. I would go to midnight mass. Like, I would go with, like, my cousins or aunts or uncles or something like that. And when I would get back from midnight mass, it was like Santa came. Because when I left, that's one of those tricks you can play on kids when you go to church, is is you throw all the Santa gifts. You don't have to make sure they're asleep. You get them out of the house and you send them to church. And that's like, oh, Santa came while you were gone. Look at that.
Well, that sucks. I'd be like, I don't want to go to church.
Just missed him. Yeah.
Well, if you don't go to church, Santa's not going to come.
Oh, yeah. That's my mistake. Okay.
Santa is all about manipulating children. Okay.
It's really true. It's not working at my house. I'm annoyed. My kid doesn't want... It's okay. It's all right.
It's like we're not supposed to stay.
It's all right. Okay. It's fine. She doesn't know... She doesn't really ask for anything for Christmas yet. She doesn't get it. She kind of wants like presents, but... I can't be like, Santa won't bring you gifts. She'll be like, okay. You give me stuff all the time. I think the best thing is, like, she has a little friend. She's a little friend. I asked her friend what she wanted for Christmas, and she said a stick and a tomato.
Oh. Nice.
Which
that's
I just
easy.
Think is awesome.
She's going to be a hobo in training.
That is a stick and a tomato.
From a bindle, mummy.
For fuck's sakes, mummy, I want a stick.
A stick and a tomato, that's two stops, though.
It was
two stops, yeah.
It's probably a tomato.
If you go to a grocery store with some trees in the parking lot, you can get both.
True. I mean, maybe at Walmart, too. But
locally sourced it.
You want to do that. Oh, so I'm thinking, because I went to the Yola.
No, we only get Union sticks.
Right, none of that. Because I go to the Yolo fruit stand to buy my tomatoes.
Yolo,
what? Because their nuts are fantastic.
What?
Oh.
Sweaty balls.
They've got a bunch of different flavored almonds. Raspberry honey almonds are the best thing ever.
Oh. I would just like to, I don't think it gives too much away to say you live literally blocks from a Blue Diamond almond plant. But you drive to Yolo because
you want to make them right.
Well, yeah,
they
because Blue Diamond almonds are expensive as hell. But,
can a week is all they ask.
Yeah, and here's the problem. They ask twice as much for that can.
Oh
yeah, they're way more expensive. Like a tiny can of Blue Diamond almonds is what I pay for a bigger container of flavored, brilliantly flavored raspberry honey almonds.
You have to go out to Yolo.
It's not that far. Okay. Plus, I buy like my vegetables and all my other stuff there.
Okay,
all my produce there. That's what I do.
Nice.
So, Christian, other than waiting for Grandma and Grandpa to show up or whatever you called them, because not everybody calls them Grandma and Grandpa.
There's people being Zadie.
Could be.
Yeah.
But
no.
Probably not for you.
Just some generic Italian shit.
Oh, let's hear it.
No.
Really? Wow. I bet that was Bubby and Zadie.
That's an odd place to take a stand, but okay.
No.
Holiday traditions. What do? We do. I think the thing I miss the most living not in Southern California is that there's an area in Long Beach... And for any of Sacramento Comedy Spot fans who caught last week's Lady Business or the week before, Lady Business show, Sacramento's only all Lady Improv. Come check us out third Saturday of the month. I shared this a bit of this story, but there's an area in Long Beach called Naples, which probably should be called Venice because it's full of canals. But anyway, it's called Naples, and okay, that song works. And it's all in canals, very well-to-do neighborhood, you know, multi-million dollar homes, right, with canal access and a boat dock. That song was the best. It's really good.
It's nice, but my sombrero is too big.
I don't know what I think of when I think of Christmas in Southern California.
What do you think of?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Not in this part of Long Beach.
No. No.
But you know, fancy homes and the people there go all out.
Oh, sort of like the Fabulous 40s here in Sacramento.
Yeah. I mean, it's the neighborhood in every town where people, you know, the traffic sucks because everybody drives up to see. It's the candy cane lane of whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice because you walk along the canals and you look at the pretty house. You look at the houses themselves are gorgeous. The decorations are fantastic. And so that was sort of the yearly tradition. And usually close to my birthday, too, we go to the same restaurant, you know, and get your free birthday cake, piece of cake, candle, go and look at lights. So I miss that tradition a lot. But I always think about the year that I went with my then boyfriend, who was far too old for me. And it was my best friend, my boyfriend, and our other friend. And in this neighborhood, they have this sort of town square part of it. And they've got this big elaborate fountain with several levels and a big pineapple on top. And so we're sitting on a bench, you know, talking or whatever. And out of the darkness and around us come running like 20, 30 guys in Speedos, running shoes, and wearing like snorkels and like snorkeling masks, diving masks.
Right.
And they start shouting, "We have to get to the pineapple," which is the pineapple on top of the fountain. And so they jump in the fountains and they're trying to like climb up, and it's not easy to do. And a couple of them get up there and touch the pineapple and they just take off again in the darkness. And I still have no idea what the hell was going on, but it's one of my favorite holiday memories. That, and then after that, we went to a coffee house where my bass playing rocker boyfriend with a lot of tattoos and
the one that was bad
mohawk.
The one was bad for you, but you didn't care.
Actually, no, he was one of like this. He was a totally sweet, nice guy. He looked the part of the bad guy, but actually nothing about him was bad. And but he wrote me a song, and so they played a song he dedicated to me because it was my birthday. It was like, I mean, it's pretty much everything a 16-year-old girl needs.
Yeah,
you know, bass guitar playing boyfriend who's too old for her. And although I realize now, like, the song was called Windowpane, which also is apparently a name for acid.
Okay.
So I don't really know how much the song was actually about or for me, but I didn't know. I was 16 and it was great. It's fantastic. That's not really a holiday tradition because I don't, you know,
no, that's
talk
fine,
to that
though.
Boyfriend anymore. But
that's a good story,
that
though.
That was a good story. But I like that. So I don't know. Other we don't have too many. I think we have pretty average holiday traditions. You know, we do one present Christmas Eve, and that's pajamas. Spoiler
always.
Alert: always pajamas.
Mm.
Christmas pajamas.
You doing that for your family this year?
I think so. Oh. I think so. I'm not sure. Can neither confirm nor deny. And then Christmas morning, when I was younger, before breakfast or before the grandparents arrived, you could open, like, stockings were okay to open.
Right.
And Santa would leave his gifts next to the stockings unwrapped.
Oh.
You know, because he doesn't have to wrap shit. He's Santa Claus. It's fine. So, like, those presents were okay for us to play with. And then we'd have breakfast and wait for the grandparents to get there, or just, you know, wait till after breakfast to open the family intrafamilial gifts.
Interesting. Because for me, Santa's gifts were always wrapped.
Yeah, no.
Because
I thought he was supposed to wrap them.
Yeah,
too.
Well, the elves wrap.
Oh, okay.
Santa's really just like a mailman.
If you think about how highly populated the greater LA area is, I think in just those high population areas, he's got to just dump those gifts and get out. There may have been, I think some things may have been wrapped, but I don't know. In some families I know, Santa brings like the bait, whatever the most wanted gift of the kid
right.
is, like the video game system, Santa brings that.
Mm-hmm.
In my house, for the most part, whatever the big gift was, like that, my parents got us that. That's not no fat man in a suit. Like, my parents worked to get that gift.
Right.
They're going to get the credit for that. I think that's fair.
Yeah, just so.
Now, was there one gift from your childhood that was like a big gift that sort of stood out?
Oh, I remember I think the first Christmas I remember would have been when I had just turned 4. And I can remember all the Santa toys I got, like everything that was by that stocking. Remember the weather. I remember watching Sesame Street that morning. Like, it just really sticks. And my birthday, 2 days before that, I remember, too, I watched Willy Wonka.
Oh.
And I remember the dress I wore and everything about it. Got my first headband.
Nice.
These are things that stick in a girl's mind. But so I don't think my daughter's quite there yet. I think she'll be there next year. That'll probably be her first. She'll remember at Christmas. She definitely gets it right now.
Right.
Even if Santa's not a useful threat. But she saw Santa a ton the week before Christmas. She went swimming with Santa at the YMCA.
I saw the pictures.
It was a great
there.
Event. Saturday we met up with Santa again to go on a train ride in historic Jamestown.
He's busy.
California. And then I don't know how he did it so fast, but he got from the train down to the town square. And was saying hello to us there again from a gazebo.
Wow, it's like there's more than one of him.
Yeah, and on Thursday we had seen him at the mall. So he, you know, he spent a lot of quality time with the family, which I appreciate.
It's true, true.
Are you doing a photo with him this year?
We did do a photo with him on Thursday. It was a good photo. It wasn't, for those of you who are Facebook friends with me, last year's photo was epic. In that my kid freaked the fuck out, which I kind of knew was going to happen and wanted it to happen. Oh. I wanted it because the San Francisco Chronicle's website and like the parenting blog there has a Santa photo contest every year.
Oh.
And so even before, I never really had too many dreams about being a parent, but one of the things was when I have a child, there's going to be a bad Santa picture and I'm going to enter this contest. So I did. And it's good. I mean, she is mid-yell and Santa's looking at her like, this is great. Just what I want to be doing with my day. You know, and this year it's just her and Santa kind of smiling at the camera. So.
Oh, that's nice. She smiled.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That's very nice.
But not as good as the screaming one.
No, that's
the best. Maybe we'll put it up on the. I'll send it to Nate. He can put it up on the website.
And oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Listeners can judge for themselves.
You can do a contrast.
You know, yeah. I'll put it up in the post for this show.
Yeah.
So when.
Because last year's really is a highlight that people should see.
Yeah.
And appreciate, if I do say so myself.
Excellent. We'll get to our least and most favorite holiday movies and TV specials in a second, but. Want to do some Canada Corner first.
Oh, Canada.
Start in British Columbia, where gangsters, drug dealers, and prolific offenders are going to receive a Christmas card from the Abbotsford Police, which features an image of Santa Claus clad in tactical gear and bearing the greeting, which list will you be on next year? It's Santa with like automatic weaponry. Constable Ian McDonald said he hopes the several dozen recipients will choose to be nice. And it shouldn't be too difficult a choice after seeing the card's gun-toting Saint Nick, who also holds a day job as the Valley City's top cop. The front of the card is a bit provocative, but it's designed that way, so people will read on and maybe reflect on the decisions they've made in the past.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, because listen, if I'm a gangster and a drug dealer, a cop in a Santa suit with a gun is really going to make me think. In July.
The fact that they have your address might be a little bit like...
Well, of course they have your address. It's in your parole thing.
He's watching you.
Each card includes a helpline number that crooks looking for change can call, which is nice. The calls will be returned on a case-by-case basis and will typically be confidential. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and gangsters in Canada?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude. The police say if it gets even one criminal to think about what they're doing, it's a success. Police may say this. People may say this is an ineffective use of tax dollars. I would argue the people offended by the images aren't the ones being targeted by the police, because there are people that are upset that there's a gun-toting Santa card out there. It's like, but you're not getting it unless you're a criminal.
Unless you have an internet connection and can read the story.
Yeah, it's there.
I'm sure it was
on TV too. There's that. So I don't know. I thought it was an interesting holiday thing to do.
Tool, not Santa.
We're skipping cooler Tool this week.
Okay, everything's cool,
but it's good to know either way.
Yeah,
I don't know where I stand on these issues.
Yeah. Also in Canada, Merry Christmas is now a bold declaration. Mm-hmm. This is an editorial. It's a sad day for our founding freedoms when a senior cabinet minister in a Canadian government feels that the need to send out a memo to all federal civil servants to tell them it's okay to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. By the way, they spell Hanukkah with a CH.
That's a good way to spell it. It's Hanukkah.
But that is what the Treasury Board President Tony Clement felt he had to do as Canada devotes even more into what this guy is calling a country of hurt feelings. It's evolving or devolving into that. It is more in sadness than in joy, therefore, that we applaud Tony Clement for stepping up. Yes, by all means, display those Christmas cards, he tells his staff. Put up some Christmas lights and tinsel. Put candles in your miniature menorah and use your workplace to express the warmth of this special time.
Token Jewish comment. Yeah,
peace on earth, etc.
Hanukkah Bush.
No.
Oh, Hanukkah Bush. Oh, Hanukkah Bush.
Oh, no.
Your feeble attempt at inclusion in my heart.
Oh, Hanukkah's over. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
Our government will not allow the
but
Christmas.
But we do.
Will not allow
the guilt.
The war on Hanukkah has got to end.
Did your vegan girlfriend show you her Hanukkah Bush?
That's horrible. Nope, I will not allow it.
I'm not going to allow it.
I veto it.
I'm going to ignore
veto
that.
Veto it.
Our government will not allow the Christmas spirit to be grinched. Almost from the moment Clement's note hit the news, however, the telephone lines to talk radio shows across Canada lit up with calls from the non-Christian, non-Jewish crowd, plus an atheist or two.
Wait, that's the same
who's the
thing?
I don't know
well,
who this
no,
crowd
I mean,
is.
There are other religions.
This is an editorial, by the way. They believe the workplace should be secular, but that's a load of prejudice.
I didn't know Keith Olgensen had Canada's phone number.
Hello, Canada.
It's Keith. Have you seen my mustache? Yeah, it's really horrible.
Oh,
I know. That's part of the
poor
joke.
Keith.
What they believe instead is that the religious beliefs are somehow being made second tier with the celebration of Christ's birth, all while forgetting that Canada was founded on the charity and tolerance of Judeo-Christian values and one of the many reasons the predecessors chose the country above all others. Yeah. So, there's editorials in Canada. They're just like us, but colder.
And have better health coverage?
Different health coverage. More health coverage.
Yeah.
More
I will go coverage. With more. I'll go with more.
I don't know. They just seem pretty cool up there. They have Montreal, which I don't really like the French, but that city's great.
And they have
you got a problem with the French?
Yeah. I have to. I'm married to an English guy.
How dare you?
Are
you French?
My grandmother was French Canadian.
Sacre bleu.
From Quebec, no less.
Yeah. Where else would you be from if you're French Canadian?
Well,
that's where they keep them, isn't it?
Well, until you leave.
And you could be French Canadian elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens.
It does.
Jews aren't all from Israel.
No.
It's a true story.
It's true.
We're exactly the same. My people and your people have been through a lot.
Yeah.
The French Canadians and Jews.
Yeah.
Peace and
little
yeah,
do you know.
Something like that.
Language laws to keep that safe.
They.
So, yeah, his complaint is that Canada is becoming way too much like the U.S. with the secularization.
Thanks, Canada.
But what's really funny is the secularization argument that he is making is also being made here by other people. So, yeah, Canada, just like us.
Yeah, you're a blatant Canadian sympathizer. I'm like staring at a giant-ass maple leaf while we're recording this. This place is just...
I have a flag of Canada.
This will be like we Toronto up in this joint.
And my poster says
that?
Montreal Canadiens.
It's true.
Yeah, that's... It can't be the name of a team.
Mm-hmm.
Canadiens.
But
the Canadians.
But Ted, look above us. What do you see above the couch?
Oh, the Brooklyn Jews. Where'd you get that? No, that's not a thing. I'm just kidding. What am I looking at?
Above the couch. Above my head here.
Oh, I see. I see Muir Woods and the Golden Gate National Parks and a map of some part of the world.
That would be Lake Memphremagog. That's the bridge.
Wait, what?
Lake Memphremagog. We've been over this. It's between the bridge between Canada and Vermont.
It's in French, dude.
I think I went over that bridge one time.
Part of it is.
I drove to Canada.
Why is that specifically on your wall?
Because I picked it up on one of my trips back home because I wanted something that was...
Vermont-y.
Yeah, something that
wasn't Ben and Jerry's.
That was like, oh, when people are like, oh, where are you from? I'm from there.
Okay.
So there you go.
Still in French.
Sure.
Région de Loc, Lake Memphremagog.
It's bilingual. That's what happens.
Whatever.
Now
speak
in,
American.
Now in, Mani-
wait, what?
Now in Manitoba... The most manly of provinces, Manitoba.
I'm only vaguely familiar with where that is on a map.
Mm-hmm.
It's Canada. In the middle?
It's in the middle somewhere, yeah.
Sure. It's like Alberta. It doesn't count.
It's near there, yeah.
Wait, is Alberta a province or a city?
It is. It is
okay.
A province.
Phew.
Calgary and Edmonton are in Alberta.
That's it.
There you go. Anyway, border agents at the Emerson Crossing in Manitoba are refusing to work, by gum. Over
Does it actually say by gum?
No, it doesn't. I added that.
Okay.
But the reason amused me. It's over a mandatory name tag policy that came into effect. Canada Border Services Agency is warning motorists to expect delays in lineups at the Emerson Crossing because of, quote, work refusals by several officers at this port of entry. Manitoba becomes the second province to see job action as a result of the policy. So it's not just there. The CBSA said the disruptions are because the unionized border officers.
Whoa.
See, unions ruining everything.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Who's trying to get into Canada?
They are people who live there. People who want to buy. People who want to buy affordable prescriptions. Okay, apparently, the unionized border officers are refusing to wear name tags.
Why?
It's a new policy that went into effect. The union representing the border agents argues that they're being forced to wear a name tag with officers' last names displayed, potentially opens them up to retaliation from angry drivers.
What?
The Public Service Alliance of Canada says they're...
I so wish I knew a stereotypical Canadian last name right now, but I don't.
Well, if you want to go first name, there's Gord.
Gord?
Gord. Gord. They're literally half of Canadian boys are named Gord.
Like
Gordon or like
yes.
a Gord?
Yeah, like okay. Gord. Like okay. Gordon, but okay. you shorten it to Gord. That's not a name you'll ever hear in the States.
All right.
Like Gordon Lightfoot. I'm sure his friends call him Gord.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
A.
That's the only Canadian word I know. A. And poutine.
So the union's regional vice president for the Prairies says some of the officers don't feel safe having their last names on their name tags. She says there's no reason to put a name tag on an officer, which then puts not only them, but their families at risk.
So this is just because they don't want to have more complaint letters written.
Right.
But it's a change in working conditions, and therefore I'm sure Canadian labor law being similar to our law, they have a right probably to meet and confer over the change. But I'm surprised that they let their law enforcement officers strike. That's
well,
the name.
Well, these aren't law enforcement officers.
They're border agents.
They're border agents. It's a little different.
I bet you they know. I bet a lot of money they probably fall into the same sorts of public safety officer type structure that we would have in the U.S. Our border agents would.
Right. The CBSA says wearing name tags does not pose a safety risk for officers, pointing out that U.S. border and customs agents, Canadian forces members, and federal corrections officers all wear name tags. Personalized name tags reflect our commitment to service excellence and reinforce the professionalism and integrity for which CSBA officers are known. That's what the agency said in a release.
Mm-hmm.
Now, border agents at two Ontario crossings. You've heard of Ontario, right? That's the
big
one.
Yeah, it's right by where I went to school.
SoCal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Windsor and Sarnia, they walked off the job for the same reason. Travelers faced delays of up to 2 hours because of it. The border agency said officers at those two locations have since returned to work and are now wearing the name tags. I think they just wanted to make a stink.
That's a stupid thing to make a stink about.
No, they don't want to have more complaints generated about them.
That's legit. Still stupid.
Yeah, well...
Who complains about Canadians anything? They're too friendly?
Well... Basically, the problem is...
That cop took my weed.
Here's the issue when you're going into Canada. If you're a U.S. citizen and you're going into Canada, it's super easy. It's really super easy, unless you're going up there to work. Then it becomes a giant pain in the ass. Mm. But if you're a Canadian citizen and you're going back to Canada, they are a little bit more, how shall I say, thorough? So their big thing is they're... looking for people because the proud Canadian tradition is to go to the U.S., buy a bunch of clothes, take the tags off of them, and wear them all back.
Oh, sneaky.
Because in Canada, you've got a provincial sales tax and a federal sales tax, which adds up to like 15%. So whenever the Canadian dollar is worth anything at all, and now it's almost at par, you get people that will go shopping. You're getting.
I'm making out with
Nate's cat. You're getting different cat. By the way,
where's the mistletoe.
The one.
I love
you, cat. Uh-huh. Yeah, Ace is over giving kisses to Christiana.
Oh,
but
sweet.
So yeah, when Canadians go back to Canada, they go through this whole thing of like, what were you doing? Where were you going? Let me see what this is, because people will go. They will literally make the trip across the border with like a half full suitcase with like some dirty clothes in it, and they will buy clothes. You'll see them in the parking lots at the mall cutting the tags off of stuff.
Trying to buy Oregonian cars.
Right.
And New Yorkers do that in New Jersey, don't they?
Yeah, but there's no border checkpoint to get back into New York.
I understand.
There should be
one.
There's a border there's a border checkpoint to get into California.
I see.
You don't want to try and come in with oranges. Sir, we're going to have to confiscate your bananas.
Hey, agriculture is important.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying. A lot of people don't know that.
Keep your fruit flies out, bitches.
Yeah, well, you don't want that. So, the name tag. I think it was just their thing going, we don't want to do what you want us to do, so we're not going to do it, eh?
I'm a little disappointed in them.
Eh, well.
Oh, Canada. Oh, there's two things going on.
I know, this is terrible. Make it stop. Make it stop. There we go. Here we go.
Here's my favorite thing ever. Not really.
You want to miss it.
Really good.
It's so fantastic.
Please put this link on.
Jingle Cats, everybody.
Oh, this cat's face right now is not good. I'm a little scared.
Yeah, claws are on the boob area, I guess. Yeah. Someone had fun with their Casio sampling keyboard. The animation is outstanding. There's a whole DVD of the people.
Oh, God.
A whole DVD.
I love that they caption it so you know what they're singing.
Translate it for you. Uh-oh.
What? Do you think they thought that was a Hanukkah song?
I have no idea why they put Havana Gila in there.
They're just like, I don't know a Jewish song. Oh, that one.
I like the medley, though.
Now it's like a weird dueling banjos thing.
It's a good mashup. It works.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Cats have joined in.
Yeah. There's a lesson here, I'm sure. Inclusiveness.
Dogs and cats lie down together.
Sing Christmas carols and Havana Gila.
Let me just say this. It's way better than dogs barking jingle bells.
Oh, yeah. That's on my DVD, too. I don't know why I bought it.
Oh, don't go away, cat. It's okay.
I regret nothing.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it really
yeah.
just becomes straight up Havana Gila.
Yeah, pretty
really
much.
Does.
Yeah, they it goes away.
It does.
So.
That's just the...
Yeah, so that's the Jingle Cats.
Jingle Cats.
Maybe buy it on Amazon.
I don't know, maybe. Or jinglecats.com for all of your jingling cat needs.
Please do not jingle your cats.
No.
Not nice.
Don't shake your babies. Don't jingle your cats. It's all bad. Don't do that. So we move on to the war on Christmas.
Yay.
It's apparently over, according to the Daily Beast.
Oh
good. Finally.
Won.
Well, Jon Stewart recently...
Jon Stewart won.
Oh, he always wins.
So there.
Yeah, he skewered the war on Christmas. This was a week or so ago.
I love that.
He did a montage of Fox News personalities breathlessly reporting on the latest outrages against the holiday's religious origins. Let's face facts, Stewart said. The annual Fox War on Christmas has become a little predictable. So for several years now, there have been signs the war on Christmas is running out of ammo. Google Trends shows a peak in news articles mentioning the Christmas clashes in 2005, after which they slowed to a small annual blip in 2007. The Springfield, Illinois State Journal Register remarked that the paper had received hardly any letters about the war on Christmas. If there's still a war on Christmas going on, the soldiers must have gone underground, they wrote in a Christmas Eve editorial.
I get it.
Despite the occasional flare-ups like 2010's billboard war between Catholics and atheist groups outside of New York, the battle over the December holidays have gradually become the stuff of social media memes, onion parodies, and, of course, Daily Show takedowns. So, according to the Daily Beast, the war on Christmas is over. However...
Just moved to Canada, didn't it?
Mm-mm. It apparently... it's moved to Southern California.
Oh.
It's continued for... So sad. So sad. Little Rock, Arkansas. Sorry. Unlike the Norman Rockwell-esque family looking to trim the perfect tree, atheists are combing every schoolhouse, state house, and house of worship to destroy the spirit of Christmas. By the way, this article is from FoxNews.com. Just wanted to. The latest battle in the war on Christmas took place in the heart of the Bible Belt in a place where religion rules except when it doesn't, in the little town of Little Rock, Arkansas. The target? Charlie Brown. It appears the lovable loser lost, or did he? It's interesting to note Charlie Brown's creator, Charles Schulz, is no stranger to standing firm on faith. In December 1965, when the Peanuts gang went from comic strip to half-hour TV special, a Charlie Brown Christmas network executives were opposed to the program, including Linus's reading of the story of the Nativity. Schulz fought to keep it in, saying, quote, "If we don't tell the true meaning of Christmas, who will?" So fast forward to today. And I don't know if that quote's true or not. Terry Elementary School in Little Rock had planned a student field trip to the local church for a special matinee presentation of Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown. Parents were sent a note indicating the production does expose your child to Christianity, and attendance was optional. Hundreds of students looked forward to seeing the holiday classic. However, the atheist parent of one child called...
Keefel Jensen.
Yeah, bastard. The Arkansas Society of Free Thinkers, who argued this was a violation of the separation of church and state. Initially, church and school officials stood firm, yet after concerns of putting, quote, hardworking, sacrificial teachers and cast members in harm's way...
What? Those angry atheists are
atheists are violent, apparently.
Well, some of them are, I guess.
Ones that aren't vegan. The vegan ones are just weak.
Oh, no.
Because they don't eat meat. The church has been flooded with calls from across the country. Christians expressing interest in the upcoming performances. Leaders say it has bonded the cast, crew, and congregation like never before. Apparently, same hymn, different verse in Santa Monica, California. For the past 60 years, local churches have set up a nativity display in the city-owned Palisades Park. I believe that's where the hobos all sleep. The vocal minority of atheists flooded the city.
Those aren't hobos, they're hipsters.
Okay. Applications for space permits have managed to acquire 18 of the 21 spots. After much debate and legal action on the rights of freedom of speech and religion, city officials pulled the plug on the event. Santa Monica Christians kept the faith, and the nativity scenes have been reborn on nearby private property. According to the Pew Forum... Okay.
I was worried I had to breathe a sigh of relief.
Oh, I thought you were saying pew. On religion and public life, 78.4% of Americans identify themselves as Christians. I don't know. I think that might be a little bit high. Just 1.6% are self-identified atheists, a vocal minority of non-believers, fully engaged in an effort to get their views in the public square.
Minorities always trying to get their views out.
And here we go. In his book Culture Warrior, Bill O'Reilly refers to those who are hostile to Christianity and traditional American values as secular progressives, going on to say that they are, quote,
just Democrats for short,
the committed forces of the secular progressive movement that wants to change America dramatically, mold it in the image of Western Europe, I say,
where they have culture and healthcare and maternity leave, and I would like to live in Western Europe, actually.
The atheist empire doesn't shy away from it, claiming, quote, atheism is part of the communist and socialist doctrine. There's a strong belief in the values of freedom brought by a secular government.
Atheist empire? Who speaks for that? It's like Darth... It must be Darth Jensen.
Darth Lowell Jensen.
Darth Lowell Jensen.
There's a meme for that. I swear to God, there has to be a meme for that.
All right.
I don't know. I'm at
There's
a loss.
No winner. The whole everything's dumb.
It is. It really
I don't
is.
Know. I mean, because I don't have a. If look, time, place, and manner restrictions are fine. You can put as long as every religion has access to put shit on public property. It's fine.
Here.
Including no religion. The atheists should just draw a line around a square of grass and say it's empty.
The atheists can just hang out and do nothing.
Right.
I mean, that's
but
what they do.
I mean, the one with the school kids that kind of annoys me because I mean, depending on how it was presented. If it wasn't compulsory.
Right.
And I mean, I spent a lot of... Now, I went to a very, you know, secularly progressive hippie-ass elementary school, but we did a whole thing in sixth grade where, you know, we had units on all religions.
Yay.
We learned about every religion because you can look at any religion as a cultural, you know, through cultural studies, history studies, literature, it's not indoctrination just to hear about
what people believe.
Other belief systems.
Yeah.
You know what's really funny? I went to Catholic school and we had religion class. Religion wasn't combined with science.
Yeah.
There was a religion class. And in religion class, we spent time learning, you know, it was very, very scratch the surface stuff about Hindus and Buddhists and Jews and other people that you would never find in Vermont at the time.
Yeah.
but they, you know, the nuns that were teaching the class took the time to say, look, there are other religions and people with other beliefs, and this is their belief system, and this is what they do and how they believe, and it's their culture, and we don't agree with it. This is what we believe.
Yeah.
But it was presented without any sort of prejudice and justice, and I just find it really weird that you can't...
It's like this idea that you have to be afraid of, like, we can't... Don't even talk about something different
right.
to my kids because it poisons the well or you're trying to change them or, I mean,
yeah.
God forbid people just know about stuff.
My kid might want to do Santa Claus stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Or Jew stuff.
Oh,
I don't know what juice stuff is, but they might want to do it.
It involves open flame, and
potatoes.
That's dangerous.
Lots of potatoes, mm-hmm.
spitting mm-hmm.
delicious fried potatoes.
Things you make of clay.
I went to Jewish J school, and I know we learned about other cultures, but I don't think we ever learned about Christianity. I guess it was assumed that
you got enough of that crap
it.
Thrown down your throat.
I mean, honestly, though, I also I went to Jewish J school, but I probably know more Christmas songs. You certainly can't get a lot of Christmas education just being a secular or living in secular
right.
America.
Well, I mean,
which is fine. I mean, that's what people, that's majority of people celebrate Christmas. I don't have a problem with that.
And there shouldn't be a problem with it.
I know. It's just
The people who get so upset about it bother me as much as the people who go, "There's a war on it." To quote the great Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Yeah. Really? And I agree with you on the whole thing with the kids going to the Christmas thing. If it isn't compulsory and the note goes home and says, "Hey, we're bringing the kids to this."
It's like sex ed, or when they talk about the special changes you go through. Parents can opt out of that. Just don't send your kid.
Oh, if you opt your kids out of sex ed, you should be taken out back and
slapped. No, you just got to be prepared to start raising their kids and they go.
Yeah.
Babies having babies.
I don't want my kid to know things. Well, how's that going to work out?
Seriously.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
I want my kids to be as ignorant and closed-minded as me. Yay!
It's
a family tradition.
Ignorance, a family tradition.
We've been ignorant for generations.
We've been ignorant for generations. What y'all doing there?
I'm an idiot. You're going
to
be an
See,
idiot.
See, all this callback to the other show. You both took on a southern accent to try to be like ignorant people.
Boy, the Jesus, we've been ignorant in our family for years, and we're going to keep on doing it. You think you're too good to be ignorant? You're not.
Oy, we watch the Fox News.
Boy, the Jesus, I'll tell you, you're not too good to be ignorant like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to grow up to be ignorant like everybody else here.
Pretty good.
Thanks.
nice.
Now,
the voices episode.
Now do it in Italian.
Now this kind of pissed me off. I rarely get angry at stuff, but this pissed me off.
I don't think that's true. Shenanigans.
Okay.
Shenanigans.
Okay, I get angry a lot.
Oh.
But this time, this time it's legit, you guys.
I don't know why. And this has gotten
my
way
Nate
too
Darling voice.
This has gotten way too much publicity.
I don't know who's talking, Nate or Christiana. Sorry, go ahead, whoever it was.
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
So have some respect. and I don't know why this got such fucking widespread publicity, but it pisses. And this is the problem. It shouldn't have. This should have just died on the vine like everything else. But it got out there on the internet, and I saw it in the New York Post. Actually, I saw it on FARC. But
that's still a thing?
It is. It's absolutely a thing. Huh. There's still a Fubies, too. Not that
Fubies?
You'd be interested. Yeah, Fubies.
I have no idea what that is.
Fubies is essentially the section of FARC where people post links to pages full of naked boobies.
Oh, thank goodness.
So,
there's a site for that.
FARC boobies.
I thought that was just called the internet.
Well, did you heard about the thing with Google, right?
If
you,
oh, yeah.
In the Google images filtering?
It's harder than ever to find porn.
It is. If you really want the actual porn image search that you know and love, you have to actually search for, like, boobies porn. You have to add the word porn, or it won't show you the hardcore.
You just get a bunch of traps.
Well, if you, type into sex, you'll get, like, very PC, like PG
clinical.
Pictures of clinical sex.
You get the more right.
Sex,
yeah. But if you go sex porn.
I mean, I've heard about, I haven't done this myself. It's what I've read.
I actually did do a test.
I did a test.
I did. I'm sorry, I did.
Academic.
Well, I wanted to see what the difference. It's really just for Google Images. It's not for your web results. It's really just the images. And I wanted to see what the difference would be if I search the same term and then put porn after it to see the difference. And yes, you do get more results and more explicit. So
I'm glad they fixed that. Now kids won't find porn on the internet.
Yeah, I know. They'll never be able to rustle that up.
That code.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So Santa doesn't smoke a pipe in the PC rewrite of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sanitized version of A Visit from St. Nicholas edits out all the reference to Santa Claus's pipe habit. And critics say it's yet another example of political correctness gone amok. The one-woman vice squad, self-published Canadian author Pamela McCall, kicked St. Nick's butt habit in a new version of the beloved poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Okay, here's why this should have never gotten to the point where it angered me. Self-published Canadian author.
She's so influential.
She's a hyphenate, you guys.
triple
threat.
Self-published Canadian author. There's no way on earth I would have found out about this except for this search for people to find things to be angry about the war on Christmas for.
Huh. You know, though, I will say I bought like a little dollar bin Target Twas the Night Before Christmas book.
Right.
And I've been reading it to my kid. And on the page where there's a picture of Santa like with a pipe and it says, you know, the smoke encircles. She said, my kid said, what's smoke?
Aww.
And it struck me as, you know, I'm both like my dad and my grandfather, maybe my grandmother, too, all smoked when I was growing up. So I don't, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't have asked what even when I was little, I would have known what smoke was.
Well, people smoked a lot
and
more,
she's
too.
Seen, you know, yeah. I mean, she's seen fires and stuff, but it just was interesting.
But, like, no one smokes on TV hardly question. Or in movies.
Unless
right?
you're watching Mad Men, no. No one's smoking on TV.
I sort of made up an answer for it. I don't remember what I said. I think I just said a pipe or whatever. But.
Oh, okay. For fuck's sake, mommy.
Just tell me what it is.
So anyway,
it's not actually her answer to everything you're going.
So this,
oh, okay.
See now with the, with this version, you
just
wouldn't
most things.
With this version, you wouldn't have to answer that tough question from your child. Why? When will the tough questions from our children stop? She yeah. edited out the two verses. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. Mm. And hired an illustrator to redraw Santa without his pipe and halo of tobacco haze.
Well, that's kind of silly, because it doesn't. There aren't original illustrations that go with the poem, is there? You just.
I'm not aware. I don't know. I think it goes back before.
It's just a poem. I don't think it's like
right.
a storybook.
It's
so.
The Bible.
But she self.
Yeah.
No offense.
Illustrated works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prefer my Bible with pictures. I don't know about you guys.
I do.
No one can backtrack now, McCall. She crowed to the post. Sorry. Santa has stopped smoking. It's 2012 is the year he quit, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Wow.
Except just buy the version I bought from the Target dollar.
My guess is she then went, I'm a self-published Canadian author. No one can stop me.
Wow.
That's pretty good evil laugh.
Thanks. I've been working on it. Now, critics are wondering if the meddling will stop at a smokeless Santa. Maybe they should talk about the fact that he's also overweight and
yeah.
that he probably drinks, gripe Jackie Blackwell.
Why do the kids have to have visions of sugar plums? Why can't they have visions of fruit or high-fiber snacks?
Wow, you should really PC up the whole story. I like
it. Yeah, Jackie Blackwell, she's very
and
angry.
And did those reindeer want to be enslaved and fly
Ooh.
Him around? Because I don't
fur.
Think they did. He's wearing fur. I'm mm-hmm. sure there's some dairy products in there.
Well,
yeah,
he drinks milk at every stop.
Here's a fun fact. Little, I'm going to drop some English knowledge on you. In England, Santa gets left sherry
Ooh.
And mince pies.
Really?
Because apparently in England, a drunk driving Santa is what you're going for.
Oh, see, I thought what it meant is in England, there are a lot of drunk parents.
Maybe. Maybe that too.
We prefer to have a drink.
Why are we leaving Daddy a martini, Mommy? Or leaving Santa a martini, Mommy?
Just leave the pint of warm ale there. Santa will like it.
They don't drink their beer warm.
What?
Lies. They don't drink. It's not.
Lies.
I never had a warm beer.
All right,
salad is hard to find. Mexican food, forget it. But the beer is cold.
All right. Well, that's where our program crashed. So,
okay.
Right.
We're back.
Yeah,
we're back?
Back.
Oh, okay.
We're back.
Were we?
So what got cut off and lost was, what's the name of the Mexican joint in England?
Chimichangas. Yeah, like that.
That's how they pronounce it.
Terrible.
We go down to some chimichangas, you get some tacos.
Yeah, I don't even know. So bad.
Wankers.
We went once because I was like desperate, and that's the first thing. Every time I go abroad, when I come back, like all I want is a burrito.
Yeah, why can't anyone else get burritos right, except for maybe Mexico?
Mm.
Or California, but
well, I mean, outside of
that's the thing
oh,
too. It's like
that's
I don't
true.
Miss. I'm not missing Mexican food. I'm missing
good.
California food.
Right.
Like my husband misses Indian food, like you'd get in Britain. Not necessarily.
Oh.
I mean, there are plenty of fabulous, legit Indian restaurants here, but he wants like British Indian food. He doesn't want Indian food.
Bangers and curry or something.
No, just the way they do it there.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They serve it cold there. I hear like. With the warm beer, isn't
yeah.
that true?
Cold,
all right,
cold, opposite land.
Cold curry and warm beer. It's the way they do it because it's Britain.
Because it's Britain,
right? It's how we do it here.
You sound like Ozzy Osbourne. It's pretty good.
It's one of my terrible British accents. So that's Mexican food in England. Although yeah, the Mexican food in Vermont's not any better.
No, it's not. Or West Virginia.
No.
Anywhere east of California, don't do it. Like, I hate Tex-Mex. That's gross.
You know what's really weird? People who are from Arizona will insist that the Mexican food here is bad.
Oh.
I've had people from Arizona tell me that they can't find decent Mexican food in California.
That's the thing. Everybody has their own. They want their...
Right. They want the Sonoran.
Their local stamp.
Yeah, it was the Sonoran Mexican food that this person was complaining about.
Oh, I'm really curious about Arizona Mexican food now.
Field trip!
Oh, someone get the car. City.
And if you love green chilies, go to Albuquerque, because in New Mexico, it's green chilies on everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Literally everything.
It's good. They put it on everything. Man.
That's their
it's like
thing.
Like their thing.
It is, and New Mexico is apparently the place where Spanish people get very upset if you call them Mexican.
Oh, I know people like that here.
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
There are Spanish people here?
Michaela.
Oh.
Am I allowed to invoke her name? I guess I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Didn't know she was Spanish.
Call us if you do.
Yeah. Tell us why. Why you hate Mexican people. Oh.
Well, it wasn't sort of a thing.
Sure.
It was a don't lump us in together.
I understand.
Sort of thing. French people are like that with French Canadians.
Mexican. That's a line from Clueless.
Mm-hmm. But friend.
No, I don't speak Mexican. Sorry, it's a good movie.
It was. There was also a line in there. I believe it was the doctor said, "I can't have balls flying at my face."
Yes.
There goes your social life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, that's what's wrong with my social life.
No balls flying at your face, Ted?
It's okay. I don't need a social life.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know what the best Christmas song ever is? The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping, and no one plays it on the radio.
I remember that song. I love that.
The best.
Yeah, that's
I have
super,
it on CD. I'll play it sometime.
That's one of the three songs
you.
Actually.
I'll just call
the
you and hold the phone up to the radio.
I could probably find it elsewhere. But that's fine though.
I can give it to you.
I'm gonna stifle you.
I'll make you a mixtape.
All
not
right.
In a weird way.
A mixtape.
All right. So
not in a weird way.
Before we wrap, the show, we're almost to the end, but we need to talk about our favorite holiday movies or TV specials.
Yeah, we do.
Or ones that we happen to hate.
Oh.
Ted's got a paper out. So, Ted, what's...
Oh, shoot.
No, it's okay.
No, I was saying I meant to write mine down. I didn't. So, it's all like I'm precariously balanced in my brain.
Okay, hopefully you remember all of them. So, and I don't know if these are all the right answers.
Well, they're right or wrong. It's whatever you like.
Yeah, they're right answers.
So, Ted, what are some of your favorites?
Here's what I wrote on my piece of paper.
Okay.
I put A Christmas Story because it's so cute and funny and hilarious. And it's a great little slice of Americana.
Right.
I put the Rugrats Hanukkah just because I think there's so honestly, growing up, I saw so many Christmas specials and I really liked them. But the Rugrats Hanukkah came out after I was too old to watch them. But I thought it was just a very cute, you know, telling of the story for kids. And I thought, hey, look, it's nice to have that. It's a Wonderful Life. Fantastic black and white classic movie.
Yeah.
I put Pee-wee's Christmas special on there just because it's a Pee-wee Herman makes me laugh. And I put the Jingle Cats DVD that we were listening to earlier because it's ridiculous and makes my head hurt, which isn't a good thing. Anyway, that was my list.
Okay.
But there's others, I'm sure.
Christiana, what are some of your favorites?
All right. I'm going to say tied for first, probably Love Actually and Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay.
No other version of A Christmas Carol will do. Only the Muppets. All the other versions, I'm so over it. I can't stand to watch the story one more goddamn time. But I can't hate on anything like Kermit does, you know?
Yeah.
Even though he always casts himself as a lead, it's fine.
Elmo, on the other hand.
Oh, Elmo.
Oh, too soon.
He's been naughty. He's getting a coal in his stocking.
And the next level of my favorites, in Britain, the way they do their TV shows, it's very common for them to have Christmas specials.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually just really great, like one-off specials. So the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special, if you have not watched Gavin and Stacey, you need to find a way to legally access that. They've shown it on BBC America, so I think you can get it over here.
Probably.
It's an amazing show, like best writing ever, but the Christmas special is totally sweet. It's a great show. And I would put the Office Christmas special in there too, because that's how they resolved the British version of The Office. They resolved all the storylines in that episode, and it was far more warm-hearted than the rest of the British series, but great.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie called The Bishop's Wife, starring Cary Grant. It was remade with Whitney Houston. Don't watch that one. Bishop's Wife is great. Because it's got Cary Grant and ice skating and an angel, and it's good. And then, you know, even though I just rewatched it with my kid and was kind of horrified at what it was, the Rudolph, you know, the Rankin Bass, traditional stop motion, Rudolph is a favorite. Even though it turns out it's kind of a terrible story.
Well, oh, because he gets mocked, but he redeems himself.
Well, he gets mocked, but in my mind, there was the Abominable Snowman part,
right?
And for some reason, I was just so sure that the storyline was that Hermie, the elf who really wants to be a dentist, figured out that the snowman had a bad tooth and pulled it out with his dentistry skills, and then the abominable snowman was nice. But actually what they do is they knock the snowman out. Because, I mean, he is about to eat, like, Clarice or something. It's sad.
Self-defense.
But they knock him out with a boulder, and then the elf rips out all of his teeth, rendering him an impotent snow giant.
Sure.
And then in the end, something about, like, oh, he wants to help and puts the star on top of the Christmas tree, which is bullshit. But it's just, it's kind of horrifying.
They neutered him. It's like they neutered him
really,
with pruning shears.
And they just, I don't know, I mean, they ripped that poor monster's teeth out. It seems no! Yeah. That.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a stand and say I don't like It's a Wonderful Life.
It's okay. Ooh. You can hate America if you want.
Yeah.
A lot of countries do.
Why don't you like it? Why don't you like it?
It's too cloying. Well, look at this. We'll save the town. Oh my God. Angel just, gets its wings.
Well, it's just the time period it
Although
was
Although it has
done
Donna Reed, and she's pretty awesome.
It's just like everyone in the community coming together for a community. I think it's a nice message there.
Yes, it just always seemed kind of boring.
Donna Reed was hot in her day, too.
She was.
Back in the day.
Back
she was a hottie.
That's okay.
What's on your list?
What's on my list? One of the first movies on the list is it's a foreign film called Joyeux Noël or Merry Christmas.
Is this a French-Canadian movie?
It is French, but it's not.
Why do you hate America?
Merde.
It is a 2000. It's a 2005 film about the World War I Christmas truce. In December.
Oh, I've heard about this. I haven't seen it.
Depicted through the eyes of French, Scottish, and German soldiers.
Trench warfare. It's what's new for Christmas.
It centers on six characters, and basically there's a truce in World War I, and that's trench warfare. It's like you're in a trench, you stick your head up, you shoot at the other guy, and then you get down.
All kinds of war makes so much sense.
Yeah, and so basically during Christmas they stop fighting and they actually have a couple of nice moments.
Aww.
Showing
yeah,
that,
didn't they come out and like have meals together, like meet in the middle, play craps or something?
Oh yeah,
and then they went back to killing each other. Next
yeah,
that's
just for Christmas. It was that way of showing, despite the fact that we're enemies, we're all still people. It was a
but I'm still gonna kill your ass tomorrow.
Gotta do it for country. So that's one of my favorites. On the other end of the spectrum, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That is good. That is a favorite.
I very much enjoy Elf.
Oh, Elf is cute.
Elf
I like that
good.
Movie. I was going to put that on my list, too. But
and if you want to go a little bit dark, but still funny, Bad Santa.
I haven't seen that one yet.
If you'd like, I have the DVD. Does anybody remember
The Ref with Dennis Leary?
Yes.
I think that's a Christmas movie.
It is.
I remember that being pretty good.
That's very much a Christmas movie, and that's a good movie as well.
My husband would say Die Hard, which I have not seen.
Christmas movie?
But he wants to watch that. It should be good for my kid to add a new F-bomb phrase to her.
Oh.
Oeuvre.
It is important to do that.
Oh, I want her to say that. It would be so cute.
Now, Ted, do you have any Christmas things that you don't like?
Any Christmas thing
Christmas
I don't
or
like?
Holiday movies that like bug you?
Oh, I didn't. The only I had the Jingle Cats on my like and don't like list. That's all I can think of.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if because you know Christiana mentioned It's a Wonderful Life and the other things like that. You know, I'm not a big fan of Miracle on 34th Street.
They've been playing that on AMC like nonstop for the past week.
It's really just a Macy's commercial, and literally now it is a Macy's commercial.
It's a Gimbel's commercial though, because it's not.
I've never actually seen that in its entirety, but
well, it's on.
I just know of it.
It's a legal drama.
Yeah,
courtroom drama. That's what you don't.
It's
think
everywhere,
about.
But yeah, there's.
But
a
Maureen O'Hara is awesome, so I'll watch anything with her.
Yeah, and I think what really put it over the top for me was the incorporating of Donald Trump and Justin Bieber and Martha Stewart
into
the Macy's commercial. And that just sort of puts it over the top for me.
I guess.
And what was it? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Always when I was a kid, that special always bothered me because it kind of scared me.
It is scary.
It's a scary thing when you're a kid.
It has a lot of dark, scary moments. Rudolph goes off by. My kid was very sad watching it. She's like, oh, they won't let Rudolph play. Oh, where's Rudolph going?
Yeah. Oh, like
no,
I said,
no.
It's sad.
Mommy got lost. Like it was.
Oh, they trashed that poor abominable snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part she didn't mind as much.
And I was like, I always like the Charlie Brown thing. I like the Charlie Brown Christmas
too.
That's
cute.
Charlie Brown Christmas is good, except for all that Christianity it exposes.
There's all that. Yeah, that's really bad.
You know what's Christmas Story doesn't work in England.
Oh,
it's very Americana,
American.
And I spent a Christmas in England once, and I was like, oh, we watch this. It's like the thing. I can't believe we've even seen it. And my in-laws were like, oh, it was nice, but it's not, you know.
That's how I feel about it. Really? I don't really care for it. And it's forever.
You don't watch a 24 Hours of Christmas Story on TBS?
Why are they playing for that many hours?
My ex, both of my exes actually super into that movie.
Ah.
That if I, they would watch it over and over and over.
Well, that's what TBS wants you to do.
I can't imagine watching it that many times. No. I like it once a year.
I've taken a couple years off from it. I don't mind taking some time off. 'Cause they did, well, some station bought the rights to show It's a Wonderful Life for like 20 years.
Right.
And so the other channels had to come up with something else
to
show.
Yeah, NBC, the network, bought It's a Wonderful Life. And It's a Wonderful Life was that same thing that everybody was showing it every year.
Yeah.
And NBC bought it and said, look, we're going to show it
one time.
Well, they end up showing it twice, usually. Usually once around Thanksgiving and then once again and closer to Christmas. But, so that's the thing that TBS shows over and over and over again. Although, you know what? Elf is going to be the next thing that becomes that big show it over and over and over again movie.
Oh, I'd watch that again.
Would you watch it like 8 times in a row?
I don't think I would.
Santa!
There's no movie I watch 8 times in a row. But
well, yeah.
I like smiling.
I will say this about A Christmas Story. There are some funny lines in it, too.
Yeah.
That when he opens up the leg lamp, and goes, or before he opens it, he sees it, he goes, Fragile.
Must be Italian.
Oh, actually, Babe has some Christmas in it. I love that movie.
Yeah,
that's
Babe
not like a Christmas
have...
movie, is it?
Yeah, but
Christmas
I think
means carnage.
I think they've kind of made it a holiday movie, though, because they were playing that around Thanksgiving. I was watching that with
my
niece and nephew.
It's so cute.
Yeah, well.
Cute.
Because
he does the fa-la-la-la-la.
I think one of the worst Christmas movies ever was our former governor in Jingle All the Way.
I will jingle all the way to Sacramento.
Did you see Jingle All the Way, Ted?
I don't think so.
Don't.
Maybe I saw and got a lobotomy afterwards. Forget it.
I didn't.
Sounds horrible.
He played a father who had to get a Turboman doll for his son because his son wanted a Turboman.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Pretty good with the voices.
I'm doing
my
best.
Needs to be a thing.
More voices.
Well, I'll try and work it into
Nate's
a thing.
Voice theater is part of
Theater of the mind. All right. Well, let's wrap up this Christmas show it's sort of like small town news, but not really. It did happen in a small town of Belmont, Maine, where Mac Page was sound asleep in his bed at 11 p.m. on Monday, December 3rd, when he was startled awake by the frantic barking of his black Labrador. Was it Santa? No, it was not. What have I got now? The 63-year-old commander of the Maine militia remembers wondering. A raccoon? A coyote? But it was none of those things. Instead, Page's dark residence on a quiet Belmont road suddenly was lit up by men outside his windows carrying flashlights. He lives alone. He's not in the best of health, and he was scared. They called, State Police, come out with your hands up. I don't know how, if I got paranoid or just angry, but I challenged him. Who the hell are you? Am I going to get tased? Am I going to get shot by somebody? The men weren't lying about who they were, but it was a case of mistaken identity. Actually, it was the wrong address. The troopers were acting on a citizen's tip about a possible probation violation concerning a person they believed to live on that road. Ultimately, the decisions we had... or directions we had, which were vague, we ended up at the wrong house. Mac's house, Sergeant Patrick Hood of the Maine State Police said. When asked how often such incidents occurred, Hood's wasn't specific. These things, they happen, he said. Ultimately, the trooper made a mistake, and Mac obviously was upset with the way it happened. I'm guessing he didn't say it quite like that. It's something of an understatement. Page, who helped found the Maine militia... told the BDN in a prior interview that the group emphasizes self-reliance, tradition, and community service and does not beat an anti-government drum, but he does not believe in quietly accepting something like last week's incident, which he thinks could have easily ended very badly. Hell yeah. He said, my house is a domicile. What gives them the right to terrorize me in my own house when I've done nothing wrong? Somebody who may not be in as good a health as I am could have had some serious problems. After peeking outside, Page saw that the vehicles, which were not lit up by blue lights, bore state police number plates. So he called the Waldo County dispatchers to ask what was happening. Dispatch says, we don't know anything about that.
Oh, God.
So he called the Maine State Police. The next thing you know, I got a cop on the phone. He said, put your firearm down and come out with your hands up. If they had turned on a blue light, I would have known right off. Okay, I gotta do that. I'm sorry, I gotta go back a minute. If they'd turned on a blue light, I would have known right off quick that they were police officers and acted accordingly. What bothers me is they didn't listen to anything I said and took it for granted I was some kind of outlaw.
Went British there for a second.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, I like it.
He didn't
like
know.
A tour of the world in one story.
He didn't know.
Then I told them.
He didn't know why they were there. Mm-hmm. Wasn't getting any explanations.
I told them hasta la vista.
And apparently a few months before, he was threatened at his home by a young collection agent who also had the wrong address. This guy needs to get a mailbox with a number on it. That's what I'm thinking. I think this could all be solved with a big mailbox with the address on it, the proper one. Though he hadn't shown a weapon to anyone, he was concerned the police were thinking. I was getting very paranoid at this point. I didn't know what was going to come through my window. So I said, call the sheriff. Tell him it's Mac Page.
He'll know. I guess he will know.
He did. Waldo County Sheriff Scott Story did call Page and asked him what was happening. He then talked to the state police officer and learned that it was a question of the wrong address. If it hadn't been for the sheriff straightening things out, I think it would have escalated to a very bad thing. That's what Page said. I did that without the accent. He keeps guns in his homes and has lots of militia friends. If I had felt the situation I was in jeopardy, I would have called some people I know and trust. That's why I called dispatching the sheriff. I'm very glad it didn't go any further than it did.
That's horrible.
Ultimately, he did go outside, show the police he was not armed, and police vehicles left his driveway. But he says it's not the end of the incident. I want an apology. How many other people have had this happen to them and not spoken up, he said. I'm a citizen here. If I make mistakes, I have to apologize. Why can't the state police apologize to me? That's not too much for the trauma they're putting me through. What if I collapsed, had a heart attack at my age and with my health? What if they'd written fat guy on the receipt?
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
What's the difference between this guy and the fat girls? He's just trying
to
get
fat
attention.
Girls from last week. Yeah.
I need some attention. Oh.
Yeah. In one case, three girls were called fat on a receipt. This guy had a bunch of law enforcement officers show up with guns drawn at his house in the middle of the night.
Same diff.
Whatever.
My feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
I'm old.
I have
dog.
A point. There you go.
I have guns. I don't know.
So I thought that was sort of a Father Christmas type story.
Yeah,
so.
That's just every seasonal.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy
everybody
Happy
enjoy
New your... Year. Happy birthday.
Happy yeah. birthday.
Happy
girl.
Birthday, guys.
Happy birthday, vegan girlfriend.
Happy birthday,
that's
vegan
for the New Year
girlfriend.
Show.
Yeah.
Never
mind. Yeah, we'll be doing that. And remember, if you've got some New Year's stuff for us, please call our line and... say hello, 818-861-6283, and we might play some back on our New Year's show, or in the new year, we might save them and see if you were right or wrong.
Oh.
So next show,
no pressure.
Predictions from all of you for the new year, and wishes. So we'll have that for you next week. Have a Merry Christmas. We will see you all in uno weeko. Bye-bye. Give us some money.
We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.